Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Mercedes,
Micah,
and Heather.
And today we are celebrating Mother's Day. And today we are celebrating Mother's Day in a fun way. That's right. We are joined by our very own mothers for this one. Thank you for joining us, friends. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
All right, you guys, our mamas, I'm excited for everyone to hear my mother, because her name is Honey. And the kids call her Honey Graham, and that's already a good time. We're already already starting off on the right foot. It's so fun to be a mom and think about my mom. Do you guys think about that? Like, so I'm 38, my kids are 12 and 10 and 7. And I have two sisters. So there were three of us kids. And I think about when I was in those age ranges, like I have memories from being 12 and 10 and 7. And I thought my mom, could do everything. There was nothing about her that was unsure or whatever. And I think of myself now, like I'm unsure of everything. And certainly she was too, you know, she was sort of just winging it and figuring it out as she went, just like I am.
Mm.
It's weird. It's weird being a mom and thinking about my mom at my age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel that way ever?
I feel like I'm going to be an epic grandma.
Ooh.
So I look at my mom and I think I'm going to be a really good grandma, because she's a really good grandma, and she was a good mom, but she's a way better grandma. And I feel like I'm going to be the same. Like, I'm a good mom, but I'm going to be a really great grandma. I hope to be a really great mom, but that role as a grandma seems pretty epic. My kids adore my mom. And so I think it just makes me excited. And I really do appreciate how loving and fun my mom is, and watching her be grandma and watching my kids adore her. I don't know. It's
tell us about, I want to know, Mercedes, what does your mom do that makes your kids just so into her?
She brings a bag of toys every time she comes, a huge bag. And so my mom used to bring, okay, grandmas, you guys probably do this too, used to bring them toys every time she came. And as I've gotten more children and we've had lots of holidays and birthdays, I don't want any more stuff in my house.
No more stuff. I'm with you.
No more stuff in my house. Don't give my kids anything. So she left this gigantic, like huge tote bags of toys in her trunk. So anytime she would come, there would be like a whole new load of toys, and she sits and does the puzzles with them. And anytime they say, grandma, what do they call her? Yaya. Anytime they say, Yaya, look at me. She stops what she's doing to look at them. You know, I don't do that. Like, you know, like she just comes and gives unending attention. And if you guys think I laugh a lot or I have a good time a lot, wait till you see my mom. That's where I get it from. I mean, I could be telling her my bad day. She's laughing at me. And I'm like, Mom, this is serious. She's just a good time and makes them feel like there's nothing else that matters. Because when she shows up, really nothing else matters in that moment but her time with them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's why they're like, Yaya's coming. Ah, attention and stuff, you know, and love.
I love that.
Yes.
My mom is named Jodine, and my kids and all the grandkids call her JoJo. And yep. I'm the youngest. And so I, my oldest niece and nephew, my mom's oldest grandkids are 21. So she's got a wide range going on, and Ace is the youngest. So she has She's been a pro at grandmothering for a very long time, 21 years, in fact. Wow. And so, yeah, my mom is also just a fantastic grandma. And her love language is gift giving.
Yes.
And she does it for all the kids in her hometown, which, you know, was what she was used to before I started having kids, of like, oh, I'm going to take you out and buy you clothes before school starts, or everybody gets a t-shirt before Valentine's Day, and everybody gets, you know, like, there's just something for everything. And so my boys have gotten used to, if there, it's not a holiday until a box from JoJo arrives.
Yes.
But every holiday, a box from JoJo arrives.
That's, and it's so always sweet.
Like some slimy thing that jumps, you know.
And yes.
I love that my mom just never forgets important things, and she is always celebrating. And she's so great at, she was a special, well, she has her master's in special education, and she was in deaf education all of her career. And she just knows her stuff. And so everything has always been like developmentally appropriate, and maybe you could work, you know, like even with August Brooks, it was like, I think right now is a good time for him to be rolling cars, don't you? And just, you know, I have always appreciated that she's around to remind me of what is a good thing for my kids to be playing at this moment.
Right. That's the best. My mom's a musician, and so a lot of my kids' interactions with her are like singing and songwriting and being fun and silly like that together. And she has such a sweet little bond with Macy, and they spend it, like when we're doing all big family things, it'll be like, wait, where's Honey Graham and Macy? And they're always like cuddling in my mom's bed, just like laughing and telling stories. My mom's like a master storyteller and make-believe, making up big long stories. It's always like, Honey Graham, come tell us a story, tell me a story. And the kids will ask me too, and I know I'm a writer, but I am not interested at bedtime in making up a story. I'm like, there are great books, let's read a good book. I'm not good at like, and then there was a castle, like, I don't know, it's all so cliche, and I just am tired of it within a minute. Is that funny? But Honey Graham will tell a story for a long, long time.
She's so cute.
She's the best. What a gift to have a mom who I love and who loves my kids. Cause I know Mother's Day can be so hard, you know, it's so hard. And there's the layer for me, all of my kids are adopted. And so Mother's Day does feel, it's a both and. It feels like a day of mourning and a day of celebration. And it will just always be that for all three of my kids. And for me, you know, in that there are these three women who are also my kids' moms who aren't spending time with them. And that's heavy, appropriate, you know, necessarily so. So I just want to say that too, as people are listening to this episode with Mother's Day coming up, that it's not fun and easy for everyone. For a lot of people, it's a really hard day, you know, and we see you and we walk beside you in that. So throwing that out there. But before you guys get to meet our mamas, our sweet mamas, because they're going to be here talking to us about being the grandmas of kids with Down syndrome, I'm going to read a review. This review is from Kaylee Childs, and Kaylee says, love the variety of topics discussed. They touch on so many things that I wonder about as a mom of a son with Down syndrome. You also feel a part of a larger community, which helps me not feel so alone in my journey. Kaylee, thank you for sharing that. That is exactly what we are all about. So if you are listening and you haven't gone and written a review, we'd love if you do that. You can go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a review. And then maybe we'll read it on next week's episode. We really appreciate the feedback and the support, and we're grateful to be a part of this community as well.
Okay, ladies, this has all been lovely. Now I'm so excited to hear from our moms. Micah, your mom is Jodine. Heather, you've got Honey, and my mom, Carmen. Woohoo!
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Enjoy. Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Mercedes, and I'm here with my mom, Carmen, also known as Yaya. And I'm so excited to be able to have my mom here for Mother's Day and to talk about our sweet sunflower.
Hi, everybody.
Yay. Okay, Mom. So I guess we'll dive right in. But before we do, actually, will you share maybe one of your favorite parts about sunflower, or maybe something she does, or just anything fun that you would like to share about Sunny?
Well, the highlight of my day is usually when Sunflower calls me between 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning. And that could be every day. So no matter Saturday or Sunday, it doesn't matter. The phone rings and that is Sunflower. And I truly, for the life of me, for the longest time, I tried to figure out how she can go ahead and get, you know, call me. I thought either Mercedes or Nandy will dial the phone for her, but no, it's just Sunflower dialing.
It's Sunflower. She's figured out that on my phone, she just has to look for Mom, or on Andy's phone, she has to look for Carmen and your picture. And so she does.
Puppies.
That's okay. We can leave it. She does. Sunny, okay. Do you like to call Yaya in the mornings?
Yes.
Oh, sneaky girl. Okay, so we have some questions, Mom. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so it's almost been 8 years now. Yes. Sunny's going to be 8 in June. But what was it like for you when Andy and I told you that we were adopting, and especially adopting a baby with Down syndrome? That's you. Oh.
It brings me back to at the time.
Okay, hold on. Let Yaya talk first.
It brings me back at the time when our family went through a lot of pain, and to have a baby in the family, it just brings so much light, and it's just so much hope and beauty. So when I heard that, to me, I was so excited, and I share with everybody that I could listen to me, I will share it. So, because it was just such a neat thing. But the response of some people was kind of like, what are they doing to themselves? Mm-hmm. You know, so that was really hard to hear. But I always ended up looking at like, you know what? This is positive. This is beautiful. And it's going to be my grandkid. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that is just so much joy. It just, even before she was in our arms, it's just the joy that we're going to have a grandbaby. It was really fun.
Oh, it was the best. And it happened all really fast.
Absolutely. One day I get a call at work and Mercedes saying, we got a baby and I have to go. That's basically no, she got a baby, didn't know where, nothing, except that everybody have to jump in and help immediately because they were driving somewhere because she wouldn't tell me yet. She had to get a hold of Andy. So it was crazy, but so much fun at the same time. Just so unbelievable that we got to go ahead and have our little Sunflower with us. Yes.
You were very supportive, Mom, and very positive, and it was fun. And I think for me, it was just nice knowing that our family was on board.
Yeah.
It made the whole process, because Sunflower is our first. So it was our first time being parents. And it just made it all exciting. So that was really a beautiful thing, I think.
I think it's a commitment that we had when you guys said, we're going to support you. We're going to be there for you and Andy. Yeah. Even Jeremy is like, yes, you know, that's what they want. That's what we're going to be. Yeah. So it's a commitment as a family.
Yeah. Okay. So being a Yaya to Sunflower, what has that been like, being a grandma to a little beautiful girl with Down syndrome?
my little angel, it has been an amazing ride because it really been teaching me and continue teaching me how amazing this little girl is, and how basically with the help of mom and dad, and they are being so positive, they are being incredible with her, that they always look for the best and her full potential, that I just admire that, you know, things that I will never think about it, they are doing it. And like, it never ceases me to amaze what is going to be next. So, you know, ballet, soccer, it just so many different things that a lot of people say, she's doing what? Oh, she's in ballet. And it's, you know, and it's just, I guess my generation is so different. So, and it's like, and you just bring light to like the possibilities of, and the potential that the special angel has, and the future that she's going to have, that we wanted for her to have the best of everything.
I remember when she started swimming, you were kind of nervous.
Oh, I'm always, it's like, I'm extremely cautious. Poor Mercedes. I think I make Mercedes more nervous because I'm like, okay, it's just going to be okay. It's just, yeah.
In Sunflower, for my mom being super cautious, Sunflower is the opposite. Climbs, jumps from rock to rock, jumps in the pool, the deep end, swims.
Taking them to the park. Oh my gosh, I will never forget. Take them to the park. I have Rose that he's extremely cautious and he doesn't like the height. And then I have Sunflower on the top of a monkey bar, and I cannot go down there because I have this little one on my arms and he doesn't want to climb over there. So that was like...
And just like me, sometimes I feel like I have to watch over her more. Like, does she know her limits? Yeah. And I think Sunflower has surprised us both.
Yes, many times.
Many, many times. So, brings me to our last question. What do you wish you knew?
No, Dada.
Oh, Sunny, you're silly. What do you wish you knew at the beginning of this journey?
First of all, I really never took care of, even though I had three children, I never fully took care of them. I always had help because I work a lot. So I didn't have the experience. I'm growing up. I never changed a diaper. Okay. My first diaper was Mercedes. So, and I didn't do a very good job. But, you know, so just for me to go ahead and have more knowledge. Yes, totally more knowledge. So I just, even though surprised me so many times what Mercedes used to do with Sunny, but I will just say she knows better. She knows what she's doing. When Mercedes said she's going to give avocado for her first food ever, my mind was like, avocado, okay. Because we always kept in those tiny powder cereal thingies with the formula, but she's going to give avocado. Okay, you know, so it is just to say, I know Mercedes and Andy know what they're doing, and to go ahead and just be their cheerleader, even though inside of me was going like, okay, I don't know about that, but okay.
No, mommy. Yeah.
And right now.
That's your yeah, yeah.
And right now. Sunny is just next to me with her little head against my shoulder.
And then once Yaya always shows up, Sunflower likes to say, okay, bye, Mom. Bye, Mom.
My Yaya.
Because she's your Yaya. They have a special sweet bond. You love Yaya. What's your favorite thing about Yaya?
Car, Yaya, yes. House, take, Yaya, take.
Oh, so you like to go in her car to her house?
Yes.
And do you go swimming?
Yes. Bathing suit too.
Oh, yeah. So make sure you bring your bathing suit. She always wants to spend the night at Yaya's house.
Yes.
Yaya.
I know.
Mommy! You're silly. Oh, my goodness.
She wanted for Mercedes to leave.
She's ready to go on this trip.
Yeah.
Well, you have been such a wonderful yaya to Sunflower and the boys, right? Yeah, just Sunny. Oh,
yes, Sunny.
Girls' time. And Sunflower has been such a blessing to us.
Yeah.
Huh, Sunny Mae. 1 year we got to go to, when we went to Forest Home.
Yes, the three of us.
Yes, the mother-daughter. Yeah. That was so fun. And she usually wants me to show her pictures from that. She had so much fun.
I love you.
Oh. I love you. Well, thanks, Mom, for answering these questions about our sweet Sunny girl. Is there anything else you want to say or share?
Just happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Happy Mother's Day to you, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you. You are such a blessing and such a wonderful woman and mother. Mm. And I thank you so much for all my grandkids, all of them. They are amazing. And I don't know sometimes how you do it, but God bless you. because like I said, I did not take care of my own kids all the time.
All the time. So, you did, though, but not... But, yes, you were working.
Yeah, and it's like, I had help, but... So I just admire you very much. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. You guys are amazing. Thank you for all these beautiful children. Thank you for my Sunflower.
Aww.
I love you.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
All right, Micah here with my dear mom, JoJo. JoJo, you can say hi.
Hi.
My mom is Jodine. We were talking, Mom, about how all three of us have interesting mother names. Heather's mom is Honey. You're Jodine, and Mercedes' mom is Carmen. So there's no like Marys or Anns in this crew. Your names, Jodine, is two names, but they're connected because your parents named you after their own names.
My dad's name was John, so my mom took the J-O from John. Her middle name was Ladine, so she put the Dean from Ladine. She said she dreamed that one night. And so that's
really
how I got Jodine. It was all a dream.
I never knew she dreamed it. I thought it was just the cool thing to do back in 49.
It's the cool thing to do now. Just put names together.
So you are, tell us your grandma name.
My grandma name is JoJo. And because that my first grandchild, I wanted to be called Grammy, but her other grandmother became Grammy. So I was Grammy Joe. And then the next thing I knew, I was JoJo. And it's been that way for 21 years.
Yes. So tell us how many grandkids you have, JoJo.
I have 8 grandchildren. 5 of them live here in Amarillo. And then Micah's 3 live far, far away. And my oldest one is 21, and then Ace is my youngest, and he's 6.
Yes. And Amarillo, you said you live in Amarillo. That's Amarillo, Texas. Can you tell us where that is?
Amarillo, Texas is up in the little triangle, in the panhandle part of Texas, the top part that goes up between New Mexico and Oklahoma. It's called the panhandle, right in the middle of that.
Right in the middle. I always say like the rectangle at the top of Texas.
Okay, rectangle at the top. Because if you say West Texas, people think it's El Paso. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to talk to you a little bit about your experience of having Ace in your life. You mentioned that he is your youngest grandchild. And of course, our listeners, if they followed my story at all, they know that I have 2 older boys and that Ace is my youngest. So it wasn't a new thing to you to be a grandma when I was pregnant with Ace. I was wondering if you would tell us a little bit about what it was like for you learning about his diagnosis.
Okay, I'll start by saying when I taught school for 33 years, I always taught children with special needs. mostly they were hearing impaired or deaf and hard of hearing. And they, but often they came with more than one diagnosis. And I taught the preschool. So I always taught young children. So when I first learned that Mike and Chris were having another baby, I was very excited because, you know, I had two older boys and then a girl, and I thought that would be perfect for Micah, that she was just going to have another little girl so she would be just like me. and we were also excited because the year before Micah had a miscarriage, and we just were excited that she was expecting again.
Yeah.
And then I remember when she first had her first sonogram, and we were driving, it was Thanksgiving, and we were driving to Dallas, and we got the call and found out she was having another boy. And I was just a little sad and disappointed for him because I just wanted her to have a little Micah like I did. And then it was soon after that that they, she told me that, I think it was during that sonogram, I'm not sure, but they saw the heart marker for Down syndrome. And so they did further testing and found out that chances are that Ace was going to have Down syndrome. And of course, we were shocked. And but I must say, I was never really sad about that. I was sad for Micah and Chris. But, you know, I just love little babies and children with special needs. I just have a place in my heart for them. And it was, we were sad because he wasn't going to be a girl and that he wasn't going to be perfect. But, you know, not many people have a perfect baby. But in my years, our family, we're a family of faith. And I learned several years ago that I'm also get very fearful and anxious. And I learned back probably 20 years ago that what I needed to do was not think about those things that caused fear and anxiousness, but to look at the good things and to be thankful. So instead of dwelling on all those what ifs his heart's bad, what if so many things could go wrong, but we just looked at him and began to think and show gratitude for all the things that were going good. He was growing well. Michael was doing good. She was healthy in her pregnancy. And she had like different tests run to check his heart while he was still in utero. And it was good. We were so thankful for that. And we just kind of celebrated each pound that he gained. And we were thankful for his strong heart. And we just knew that he was going to be a beautiful and perfectly formed little baby. And we were pretty excited for him to come. And it worked out right before he was due. Well, he was due, I don't know, probably mid-March. And I was going to fly out there and be with them because I had been there for the other two boys. And a couple of weeks before I flew out, the doctor said it looked like he might come early. So we changed our flight. I flew in to San Francisco on the 10th. And when I got there, Micah was already in active labor at her home. And so I was there when he arrived, and after he was born, the next day I got to go to the hospital and I saw Ace, and I never saw a baby with Down syndrome. I just saw a beautiful little grandson, and he had the cutest little round head I'd ever seen.
It's just the cutest little round head.
It was, and I just fell in love with him immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I try to explain to people how perfectly circular his little head was.
It was, yeah, like a little balloon, a little ball. It was precious. And I remember asking Mike, I said, does he have Down syndrome or not? She goes, well, look at him. No, I can't.
Yeah, that was, it is something that, you know, we've talked about on here before about how I think it's a lot easier to see Down syndrome in other people. And when Ace was born, I had to keep looking again and going, yeah, he has Down syndrome, right? It was just his perfect face.
You're right. It was. I've never seen another baby with such a perfect head.
Ace's claim to fame, the perfect head. I you know, you mentioned how you taught because you were teaching deaf students and so many students who came with hearing loss also had extra disabilities. And so I grew up with you having students with all kinds of disabilities, and you would talk to me about them. And sometimes I helped in your classroom when I was little. And then it wasn't only that that was part of your life, but also in our life at church. I talked about on the podcast that you helped found a deaf church, and that I got to be part of worshiping with the deaf church. I would go to two services a lot of Sundays, the deaf service and the hearing service. And so and then you also, like, our church also had a ministry for people with special needs, and you play piano there. And so I feel like my life was just filled up with people with disabilities around me. And, you know, I should probably say that I know that the deaf community doesn't, many people in the deaf community don't consider themselves to have a disability. So they would, but I was around difference a lot, and I owe that to you. And I think that that made, you know, in my story of grieving ACE's diagnosis and coming to terms with it, the fact that I had so much to go to in terms of, like, I knew what kids with disabilities were like. I'd been around. And then our friend Carrie, who lived on our street with us and I played with. But I've always just been so grateful that you just brought me into your work and your ministry, and all the things that you were doing, I got to experience, and just how much that prepared me for being ACE's mom. You have kind of a different experience being a grandma to my kids than to my brother's kids, because you've gotten to be the grandma who can go to basketball games and school plays and all of those things with my brother's kids who live in your same town. But I'm wondering how being a grandma to a child with Down syndrome has been different for you than being a grandma to all the however many the rest of your grandchildren. You have eight other grandchildren, is that right?
I have eight other grandchildren. Okay. And while you were saying that, I thought, you know, I do go to all their basketball games and stuff, but some of great memories I have in San Francisco is one, I think it was when I was there when Ace was born, I got to go on a field trip with August to Japantown, and I got to go with Brooksy on a field trip, and we did go to basketball games when we were there. So it was different, but I still got to, and I still get to experience some of those things, same things. But talking about my other grandchildren, the way you were talking about growing up around people that had different abilities, I do have eight grandchildren, and I already said the oldest is 21, down to Ace, who is 6. And as a grandmother, one of my favorite things was newborn babies or little babies. I love playing games. I love reading books to them, rocking and singing songs. And my other seven grandchildren, I guess, by the time they were a year and a half or two, they were done sitting in my lap. They wanted no more rocking. Or they would let me read books to them. But with Ace, I was able to rock him longer, longer and longer, until he just got too long last year. I just couldn't hang on to him anymore. But we sang so many more songs and read so many more books. And those were the things I loved, and rocked him longer, sang longer, read longer. And it's just, that's how I see it as being different, is that I just got to hold him a little longer. And as grandparents, we've all celebrated, you know, every milestone he's reached is just a celebration. And my kids here celebrate it just as much as Mike and I do. You know, everybody's just so proud of Ace and the things that he learns to do. But one of the things that I did right after Ace was born, and I came back home. I stayed a long time. I
think you did stay a long time.
Mike finally came and got me and took me home. But soon after he was born, I came back home. I made contact with the Down syndrome group here, and I started going to their meetings. I was the only grandmother there, but I started going to their meetings, and I met so many families with children that have Down syndrome, and I could follow their activities they were doing. I became involved in the buddy walk, and just everything that they did, I was a part of. And I think that just, I had so many more friends and then getting to watch their children, it was just, was a real encouragement to me as a grandmother to be a part of that.
Well, and it's been a real encouragement to me too. And I think if any soon to be grandmothers out there are listening to this, like, even though we live far apart, it's meant so much to me for you to go to those meetings, for you to be getting to know these families with kids with Down syndrome. Like, you know, when Ace and I come to town, before COVID, summer before last, went to a baseball game where all the families in the Down syndrome group were meeting up. And so I feel like I've gotten to connect with families in my hometown too. And it just means so much to me that to know that you and Dad are helping put on the buddy walk, even though Ace and I aren't there, or that mm-hmm. you guys are on World Down Syndrome Day, the local donut shop does blue and yellow donuts, and my mom and dad will go deliver blue and yellow donuts to people's houses and just remind everyone that it's World Down Syndrome Day. I think that's such a gift, just to feel, I feel so much support from you guys. And I just am so grateful for how loved and celebrated Ace is.
And we even, I think that a couple of summers ago when we kept Ace and Brooksie for an extended period of time, and I was a little nervous with some of Ace's, his crew mostly, I think. Yeah. But anyway, we knew the local pediatrician who sees so many of the Down, and she said, you know, I asked her about that, and she said, you just call me up and if there's any problem and I'll take care of it. And that just made me feel so much better. But it was just those contacts.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting to me that even just yesterday, we came in contact with, we're like, we just had a grandson with Down syndrome. Just people, I mean, they're just, we meet them just so often. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I'm so happy for you, because it's just going to change your life.
Yes. Yes. And that's the hope, is that people will start saying, I'm so happy for you when they,
right.
when Instead someone gets,
so sorry.
Yeah.
No, this is good. We're happy. This is good.
Yeah. I think that leads into my last question, which is, what do you wish you knew at the beginning of this journey? What would you tell yourself back then?
I just wish I knew how Ace would change our life, but not only my life, but the life of our family. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the greatest joys I've had is just seeing how his brothers interact with him. You know, they both, one of them, you know, they're just protective of him, but yet they play with, I mean, they just accepted him. Mm-hmm. And but one of my greatest joys is the five grandchildren that live here have accepted him from the beginning. They've loved him. They've never been afraid of him, you know, some people, but they've just loved him and they've played with him and accepted him. And it's just a joy to me to watch them interact with him. And then it's led into them reaching out in their school to children that are different than them and becoming friends with them. And it's just made such a difference, I think, in their life. They're more compassionate and accepting of people. And I just wish people would know that it's going to make a positive impact on their life. And one of the things is, sometimes I get really jealous, but Pops, and Ace have a very special bond. That's my husband, his grandpa, you know, and he just hugs like Mike and hugs him and hugs him. And I try to get a hug and he pushes me away. Now he can't rock anymore. He's too big and he's pushing me away when I try to hug him. But it just makes us, gives us a special joy to see that bond and relationship. And I think because of Ace, we're all more compassionate and we're all more accepting of others. And I just believe that our family was given an incredible gift with Ace, and we're very thankful for it. It's been a great 6 years, and, you know, no telling what the next 6 years will hold, and we're ready for it.
Me too. And yeah, I just agree with that. I don't think I even considered when Ace was born how it would affect his cousins. And that's mm-hmm. been so cool for me too, to see his older cousins and the way that it has affected their relationships at school, the things that they're involved in, the things that mm-hmm. they care about in
and
the
to,
world.
And to see he's got two of the cousins are boys that are big football, basketball, over 6 feet tall boys.
Masculine boys.
To see them take Ace and invent games for him to play and give him the basketball, let him throw it in. And just, they just will play and play with him. In fact, when you were here last time, I don't know, you guys were gone. Anyway, the two of them called and they said, can we come over and play with Ace? And they were like, well, yes, you can, you know? So that's just, it's just good for grandma's heart to see that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for doing this with us, JoJo. We're grateful for you and grateful for you being willing to tell your story to all the grandmas out there and potential grandmas out there.
Well, it was fun doing it. I'm glad you asked me to do it. I was a little nervous, but I did it.
You did great.
Everything's good. All right, here we go. Testing. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program, Honey Hutchcroft. Hi, honey.
Hi, Heather.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Good. This is my mom, everyone. Her name's Honey. What was your birth name?
Helene.
Okay. Can you get a little closer?
Helene Phyllis.
Helene Phyllis. And
I'm not a Helene Phyllis, so
no.
We had to do something, and they called me Honey when I was a baby.
So we now call her Honey Jubilee. Just kidding, that's not her middle name. I made that up.
Okay.
Well. Okay. Honey, also known as in our family as Honey Graham.
Yeah, that's me.
Honey Graham. How many grandkids do you have?
I think 8.
6, 7, 8.
Woo! Lucky me.
Do you want more?
Yes. I would take a couple more.
Oh. Which child do you think is going to give that to you?
Oh, I don't think. Maybe adoption.
Who, though? Who's gonna
do it? You.
Oh. So Honey Graham has 8 grandchildren and not counting. Just kidding. We'll see. Okay. And 2 of your grandchildren have Down syndrome, which is Mason, my daughter, and August, my son. So in honor of Mother's Day, here on the Lucky Few podcast, where we celebrate all things Down syndrome, some questions. Are you ready?
Woo. Okay.
You nervous?
A little.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. First question. Do you remember what it was like learning about the adoption, about Mason? Because Mason's the oldest with Down syndrome. Was it when you found out you were going to have a grandchild with Down syndrome, did that feel unexpected?
Yes, very unexpected.
Okay. And what were some of your initial thoughts around having a grandchild with Down syndrome?
Well, I've loved kids with Down syndrome, and it's like, I don't think there's a huge difference for the way I feel about each child. Like, I love them. And I remember thinking, this is going to be an adventure.
What were your thoughts for me as your child?
You having Down syndrome?
Having a child with Down syndrome, yeah.
It was initially kind of a shock. But once you got used to the idea, it became more fun and great.
That's good. Okay.
Okay, I'm warming up.
You're warming up. And then, so let's do this. So then Macy comes home, and now you have this little grandbaby with Down syndrome, and people who have listened to the podcast for a while, or those who have are familiar with our story, know that Macy was very, very
sick.
So Down syndrome was kind of a back burner issue because she was a very sick little girl. But do you remember the day Macy came home? Remember mm-hmm. coming to my house? You're my first visitor.
Standing in the doorway, and Josh had her or something, and he just asked me if I wanted to hold her. And I said, yes.
Good answer.
And it was really a great day. We, from the beginning, were all for the adoption. And
yeah.
It was just, there's not everybody could, I could say that about and feel comfortable. But you and your care for Macy opened the door to just all kinds of things. You know, the Down syndrome world is so cool.
It is cool.
And people don't know Down syndrome. People will never get to know that coolness.
Yeah, people who don't know people with Down syndrome. Not Down syndrome people. Sorry, you guys. For those of you who know, also, we talk about language, and that in the Down syndrome space, people first language is still a thing, is important. And my parents are still working on that 13 years later, but it's all goodness and grace. Love you, Mom. Okay, so then August, then you find out we're going to adopt another baby with Down syndrome. Do you remember when we told you that? I actually don't remember when we told you that.
You don't?
I don't remember that.
Your old house.
How'd you feel when you found out we were adopting another child with Down syndrome?
I felt, well, I never was very concerned with what you did, because you always did such great things.
That's so kind.
That's true. So I was excited.
Yeah.
But I knew, you know, to have two babies is hard in itself.
Then add in all the extras. Yeah. Who's my hardest kid? Just kidding. Don't answer.
Who's your hardest kid?
Just kidding. I did ask that, but don't answer it.
Why?
Well, because I was joking, but you can answer it.
Oh, no.
Okay. We'll keep that to ourselves, everyone. We can keep everybody guessing. Nobody's too hard. Everyone's the best. Having kids is hard.
Yeah.
What's some of your favorite memories with Macy, or even like your favorite things to do with Macy?
I like, Macy cracks me up. I just adore her.
You guys have a really special relationship.
I know, we do. We really do. And she's my buddy. Well, she loves to read, and she loves to play games, and she, like, Macy would get something to play with, and she'd be like, I want someone to play with me. And so I would always play with her.
You'd be the lucky one. I like how you guys tell stories together a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
She loves to do that with you.
I love to do that with her. And then you get kind of a buddy thing where you have like kind of a secret handshake you do, or, you know, she laughs very wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And she's, gosh, I can't think of one particular thing.
That's okay. There's a lot of things. How about Augie? August Riker Avis.
Have you looked at him lately? He is so cute.
What is happening to
Holy
how cute he
cow.
Is?
No, I'm not kidding. It's like,
I know.
Who cut his hair?
Nobody. He hasn't a haircut. You guys,
are you kidding?
Augie's hair is so long and he doesn't want to cut it. So his last haircut was probably January, and we're recording this in May.
What?
And my mom, everyone, my mom has a thing for long hair on boys.
Yeah.
You totally do.
I do.
A little hippie over here. His hair is so cute right now. We'll have to post a picture
on
Instagram.
His hair is like some professional stylist got a hold of him and said, I'm going to.
That's so interesting. He needs a haircut so bad. He almost has a mullet.
I'm just looking really hard. I thought, boy, they got the best haircut I've ever seen. Anyway, he's a doll. He's a little doll.
He's funny, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Sometimes he would kind of reach my hand, and he'd put his hand on my waist. Like, and we're just kind of standing there. But he said once, I remember, honey, Graham, you want to play? You know, I want to play. And I go, okay, I'll play with you. And so we played for a little bit, and then I was kind of done playing. So I kind of tried to walk away, but he grabbed my hand again. And he said, I'm not done. I want to play some more. And I said, okay, but you're going to have to wait till I'm ready. And he said, okay. Aren't my stories?
That was like really anticlimactic.
No, but what he said was.
The plot thickens.
He said, I ask you to play with me because you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Because I just tell him, no way, Jose. No way. Dude, get out of here. I'm not playing with you. Go ask your honey, Graham. That's what I say to him. Just kidding. I don't say that. what's something you remember when August came home?
Oh, gosh. I remember there being a lot going on in the house with all the kids. And
anything else? What?
I think I just love him. And I love Macy, and I love Truly, and I love you.
I love you too, Mom. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's people listening maybe who have a new diagnosis, like a new grandma. So a grandma who just found out that their grandchild has Down syndrome or will be born with Down syndrome. And maybe they're feeling terrified, nervous, sad, overwhelmed. Maybe they're not feeling those feelings, but let's say they are. What would you say to that grandma?
Well, I encourage her to just take some time, and know what a blessing it is, what a joy. What would you tell them?
That's a good question. To the grandma, I've actually had grandmas come talk to me, or grandmas to be.
Because they were upset?
Yeah. I met a grandma once at a National Down Syndrome Congress convention, and she sought me out, and her daughter was still pregnant. And everyone was very nervous. Her daughter didn't want to come to the convention. It felt overwhelming. And the grandma was just there to find other grandmas and to know. And I said, you know, I'm not a grandma, but I have a feeling and thinking about my mom and my husband's mom that being a grandma to a child who has Down syndrome is being a grandma. And you're going to be a grandma. And you're going to...
Yeah, I would say it's the same as... It's the same. Having the same joy you get from them. And...
Yeah. But better. But better. But better.
But better. Just kidding. But better.
All right. Let's see. What did we miss here? Because we're almost done. Our time is up, but maybe we have something really great to say. Anything else you want to say about, maybe do you want to talk about like buddy walks or just, do you ever, when we're all together as a family, so you're with all 8 grandkids and your 3 daughters and their 3 husbands and like everyone's playing and life feels quote normal, just like a normal life. Right. Yet in the mix are 2 kids with Down syndrome, which is not normal, but normal is the wrong word. Not a lot of families have that kind of makeup. Do you ever think about that or have moments where you like observe it?
I do, but mostly I think about how much I have learned and grown and just loved being with the kids. And they're not any different than kids without Down syndrome. Their kids are kids. Mm-hmm. And they, it's just really great to see it, to live it.
To live it. I love that. Do you want to sing the song you wrote for Mason? Can you remember it? Like, get onto the floor and we play, play, play.
Oh, yeah.
How's that song go?
I wrote one about the lucky few. Want to hear it?
Yes, let's hear it.
I don't have my paper. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Me and you were part of the lucky few. Part of the lucky few are we. You and I, we've got a song to sing. A message of love to bring to you. It doesn't matter if you're... I forgot the words.
I'm remembering Macy's song. I love that. I love the lucky few song so far. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Walk through the door. I'm down on the floor and we play, play, play.
That's a good
Might
line.
Be on a swing set or oh, at a tea party.
Really don't care as long as she's there with Macy.
How's it start? Really don't care as long as I'm there with Macy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
Play, play. Might be on a swing set or at a tea party.
Really don't care as long as I'm there with Macy.
There's more to the song, but that's what you get for now. Well, Mom. Guy, we got to figure out that song. I love how, just in regards to that song, I think something I've observed with you and Macy, and August too, but Macy was our jumping off point, is how sweetly Macy ushers us into a slower way of living. So like when you even say that line in the song, I come through the door, I'm down on the floor and we play, play, play. A lot of that was until Macy was three. Mm-hmm. She wasn't walking. So it was, if you wanted to interact with her, then you had to sit down on the floor next to her and play with her. And that was just something you jumped into always right away. You just, wherever Macy was, you've always met her where she's at. And I think that's all I can ask for from a grandparent with all my kids is, whoever they are or whatever they're doing or wherever they're at in their phase of life, that you just meet them where they're at and love them wholly and completely. And you do that. You're a good grandma. Honey, Graham.
I love the kids.
They love you. Honey.
Honey.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up.
L'chaim. I love you all.
To life. All right. We're going to stop it.
Mom has a mom. She's my grandma. Mom has a mom. She's my grandma. I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, do it. No, you are pulling it off. Just keep going. Let everyone know where that came from.
I named that tune.
Name that. Seriously. Every mom is like, I know. Like, if I'm listening, right?
Well, we'll start over. Mom has a mom. She's my grandma. Mom has a mom. She's my grandma. Mom has a mom. She's my grandma. She's another mother who loves me.
Yes.
Sing that tune.
Signing time.
Alex and Leah. That's the old school song.
Starting. Yes. Oh. I love that. That was a good song. Mm-hmm. And incredibly appropriate.
I like that part. She's another mother who loves me.
I know.
Yeah, that's important sweet. On Mother's Day, that it doesn't necessarily need to be your biological anything. Just another mother who loves you and another mother who loves your kids.
That's right. That's
yeah. Right. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who love people.
And all the parents who love.
All the parents who love people. Well, I love our moms. And I loved hearing from them. Moms are the best. They're so funny.
This was sweet. My mom was pretty nervous about this one. So I'm so proud of her for doing it.
Aww.
Her style is not to be a podcast host.
I think my mom's still very confused on what a podcast is. Yes. So maybe this will be the one that gets her there. She's going to be like, how do I watch that on Facebook?
Yeah.
And I feel like I should say, because listeners might not expect it, my mom is Peruvian, so she has a thick accent. So mm-hmm. if you're hearing a little something in her voice, it's because she is from Peru.
Yes. So fun. So good. Before we move on to a thing that we call good news, I know I said at the beginning of the episode, but I also want to just point out and hold all of you who are listening who your grandma experience was just hard, because I've met a lot of people who once their child was born with Down syndrome, their parents responded in a way that they actually don't have a relationship with them anymore. I've met a handful of people in that boat. So again, we see you and we love you, and we are a mom who loves your child very much. So just want to say that as well, as we also celebrate all the mamas. Okay. It's time.
It's time. So it's time for some good news, and Truly is going to bring us in. Take it, True.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Time for good news. Time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah.
All right, time for good news. This is where we celebrate the accomplishments of our friends and loved ones with Down syndrome, or ourselves if we're somebody with Down syndrome. So I want to know, before we hear from our listeners, any good news, my ladies? Anything you're celebrating this week?
Celebrating my cute little munchkins. Let's see. The other night, I made an arugula salad. And I'm obsessed with arugula right now. I eat it like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I incorporate it. And August had an arugula leaf. So whether he liked it or not, we don't have to talk about that. But the good news is he tried it. Yes. I'll celebrate that. Yes. God bless him. That's a lot, because it's flavor and texture. I think it's more texture for him, the texture of a lettuce leaf.
Totally. Yeah.
But good job, buddy. Keep on trying those new things.
Mm-hmm.
I have one. I keep thinking that Ace is just going to grow up to be a farmer. He can just sit outside and be in the dirt all day. And I'm so happy out gardening, and he's so happy out gardening, and we can just be side by side digging for a long time. And we got a second compost bin. We got a compost bin when we moved into this house. Like, it was my birthday present back in August. And I got a second one recently. So we have double the compost going. And that's just Ace's favorite thing. We just, every day we check on our worms and we feed them. And he loves looking at the wiggly worms and touching them. And then he gets the little... We have like a corkscrew thing, and he gets it out and digs and digs. And he just is a pro. He just knows exactly what he's supposed to do, and he does it every day with me. So I'm just celebrating that he and I have something that we love together, and that he is excited to be a helper with me.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
I asked for a compost bin for Christmas one year. So I am with you on compost bins being a great present.
They are a great present. We have a compost bin that is not that cute, but it works. And it's in our ground. And I am ironically really into dirt as well. So I feel like one day I would love to sit with Ace and talk dirt.
Yeah, you guys can ask.
I love that. Let's see. We have some good news from a listener. Let's see. I wonder, do you think it's Julio Ha 30 or Julio 30? I don't know, but this is a thrill. J-U-L-I-O-H-A 30 says, our friend in the neighborhood is riding her bike independently with training wheels.
Yes.
I love that.
I love good news from a neighborhood friend.
Yes, that's so sweet.
And I love that a neighborhood friend is listening.
I know.
That's so rad.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. As always, we want to hear from you. Leave us a voicemail or DM on Instagram and share about your family and your good news about your loved one with Down syndrome. And if you have a product or a business that wants to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, then we'd love to partner with you as well. You can email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for our sponsorship opportunities. And a very huge thank you to our editor, Josh Avis, our producer, Val Schleter, our sponsor, and all of you who have shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends and who have listened faithfully and cheered us on. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember that you, dear listeners, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth and a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We are cheering for you. Thank you, everyone. Bye, thanks. Friends.
Thanks, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Yay. Bye.
Me and you were part of the lucky few. Part of the lucky few are we. You and I, we've got a song to sing, a message of love to bring to you.